The Gemara Menachas Daf Chav Zayin says, Dalid Minim Shebelulav Ma'akvin Zeze. It's a long Mishnah that says a whole bunch of things that are Ma'akvin Zeze in various karbonos and various mitzvahs. And on that long list is Dalid Mitzvahs Shebelulav Ma'akvin Zeze. The Lulav, the Hadas, the Arava, and the Esrig, Priets Hodar, Kapis Tamara, Manafits Ovis, Arvi Nachal, the Ma'akvin Zeze. You can't only do one or two or even three of them. You must do all four. That's a Mishnah in Menachas. It's also similar. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, brings it as well. In a Braisa, it says, Minayin Shema Akvin Zezeh, Talmud Loimer Ulakachtem, Shetehe Lakicha Tama. Lakicha Tama is Bishlamis, all four, not only one or two or three of them. All four of the Minim. It has to be a Lakicha Tama. Interesting. Lakicha Tama also Chazal Darshan, that it has to be not Choser. An Esrig or any of the Minim that is Choser, it's a chesaron in Lakicha Tama. And yet, like many Rishonim, Lakicha Tama is only a psul on the first day of Yontif. Or maybe if you're from Chutzlar, it's on the second day of Yontif because it's Sveika D'Yoma. But on the other days of Yontif, well, on the other days of Yontif, there's no mitzvah of Dalet Minim in the ganze Welt. Bechlal, Midoy Raisa. Midoy Raisa, there is a din of Dalet Minim in Mikdosh, and of course, a derabbanon of Zecher LeMikdosh. But in the derabbanon of Zecher LeMikdosh, and like some Rishonim, even in the Mikdosh, there's no din of Lakicha Tama that can't be chaser. Yet, this din of Lakicha Tama, that you need Dalet Minim Ma'akvin Zezeh, it seems that the Rishonim them on apply also on the first day and also all the days, even in the Mikdash and even for the Derabban and the Kedin. Manishtano, the din of Lakicha Tama of chaser and Lakicha Tama of needing all four Minim is not the scope of tonight's shir, so we're not going to go into that. But that is the fact that the Dalet Minim are Ma'akvin Zezeh. Like many Rishonim, oh, so the Gemara in Menachas is actually one more line. On that Mishnah, Dalet Minim Ma'akvin Zezeh, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Loi Shonu Elo She'ein Loi, Avol Yesh Loi Ein Ma'akvin. Again, the din that you need all four, it's only if Ein Loi, you don't have it. But if you do have them, it's not ma'akiv. What does that mean? Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, and many Rishonim learn it means that if you picked up the lulav without eged, we know you have eged with a kaishikol, we'll still get to that. And the chiddush is, it's as long as you have all four, even if they weren't ba'aguda, wrapped in a, tied up as an aguda, it's not ma'akiv. But avad, you got to hold all four, tzazamin. But Tosfos over there in Menachas brings from the Bahag, and as well as the Rif and Pashtus the Rambam, and interesting, the Beis Yosef quotes it from a Rashi. I don't know which Rashi he means, but they all learn different. Loi shanu ela she'ein loi. If a person doesn't own all four, avol yesh loi. If he owns all four, he has the full set. He has all four meaning. Then even if he picks them up, zachar zeh, that's the sheet of the Bahag. You can pick up the lulav and separately the esrig and separately the Hadas and the Ravish, you pick them up separately. As long as you own all four. What does it mean you own them? The Lashon of the Rambam is, Im loy ogdon v'notlon echod echod, Rambam Hilchas Lulav, Perek Zayin, Alochavav, Im loy ogdon v'notlon echod echod yotza, v'hu shiyia arbatam mitsuyin etzloy. What does mitsuyin etzloy mean? They're in your house? What if they're in your bungalow upstate? It's not in your house. How far, what does mitsuyin etzloy mean? Now that's clear, like the Bahag, you can pick them up one at a time. It's also clear that at the end of the, let's say the first day, at the end of the first day, if you haven't as of yet picked up all four, you weren't yotze. It's pending. You didn't do three quarters of the mitzvah. I mean, you did, but you didn't do three quarters of the mitzvah when you had picked up already a lulav, a ravis, and an esrig, and you haven't done hadasim yet. And if you didn't own the hadasim, or I'll be politically correct, they weren't matzoy etzlecha when you picked up. The Hadassim weren't Motzoy Etzlecha when you picked up the Lulav, Esrig, and Aravis, then you weren't Yoitza. But if you picked them up separately, as long as all four were Mitzuyan Etzlecha, you are Yoitza. That's the sheet of the Bahag. Shulchan Aruch brings this Deya. Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Nun Aleph, Sifyud Beis, Arba Minim Halalu Ma'akvin Zezeh, Mishnah and Menachas. Im Chasol Eichet Mehen Lo Yivarech Al Hashar, Avol Noitlon Lezecher Ba'alma. Bein B'yom Rishon, Bein B'shar Yom. V'im hayu, once again, Lashon HaRambam, arba'atam mitzuyin etzlecha, v'notlom echad echad yotza. Uvelvad ramo etz yukulam lefonov. the Ramaz Mashma that Mitsuya Netzlay means they have to be in front of you. You got to see them. They have to be on the table. What if they're in the other room? This, the Gedarim of Hesach Hadas, of Shini Makam of Suda is the Gedarim here? What's the Gedarim of Motsuy Etzlecha? That could be a whole topic. But that's the Sheet of the Bahag. I want to talk a little bit about the Sheet of the Bahag. Yesh Lachkar, the Bahag holds you can be Yaitza Dalit Minim by picking them up separately. Do you make a separate bracha on each one? There are Rishonim that hold like that. There's Yosef rings from the Orchis Chaim. Yeah, you make a separate bracha. Al Netilas Kapis Tamarim when you pick up the Lulav, and Al Netilas Eitz Anach Eitz Abbas when you pick up the Hadassim. A separate bracha on each one. Others say no, that Avad, you don't make a separate bracha.
Why the Lashon of Kodesh and not the Lashon of Lulav?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an excellent Torah. By Lulav, we talk and make a bracha. Well, I'll tell you, the reason why we make a bracha Al Netilas Lulav, and we don't say Al Netilas Kapis Tamarim, I hope to get to that later in this year, is because when you say Lulav, but the bracha is on all four. It's possible, like the Bahag, that even on the Lulav, you'll make Al Netilas Kapis Tamarim when you're picking up just the Lulav. Al Netilas Lulav, you're focused on the word Lulav, and the Gemara asks that. I hope to get to that, Shaila, but it's Avada going on all four. But point to well taken. That's how the Rishonim say the Nusach would be, though. Al Netilas Kapis Tamarim, Al Netilas Anafi, it's obvious, the Chule. Yesh Lachkar, in the Bahag, is it Bidiyeved? Or does he even mean Lechatchila? Yesh Lachkar, do you make a separate bracha or not? And the Ramah actually says he makes a pshara. Im soch beinehem, then you make a separate bracha. If you spoke in between, then you make a separate bracha. Otherwise, you make just one bracha, al netilas lulav. Which order do you pick them up to, like the Bahag? What about hadassim? How many is to use? Three hadassim. You pick up all three hadassim together, or you do one at a time? Rav Meir Simcha says he has a mefurashe gemara that avada you pick up all three hadassim in one shot. It can't be that the hadassim also you can do one at a time. He says if the din would be you could do the hadassim one at a time, so then you don't need three hadassim. Pick up the same hadass again and again. Maybe you'll tell me you can do that. The gemara says that Reb Tarfon made a whole scam on the sellers of the hadassim. If you don't sell too, I'm going to hike up the price. Tell them you can use a hadass katam. And it was clear that they needed three hadassim. You only need one hadass. Pick them up one at a time. Avada, the three hadassim is all three in one shot. The two aravis are both in one shot. There's a famous yisoy that a bracha has to be. I'm still in the Bahag. There's a famous yisoy that a bracha has to be oiver lasiyoson. Oiver lasiyoson. So as close as possible to having been yoitza, but not having been yoitza already. And if you have all four minim in your hands, you're already yoitza. So the pais can bring down that there are three basic ways how to avoid having not been yoitza yet, oops, before you make the bracha. Either pick up only three and leave the esrig on the table, or pick up the esrig upside down, and there's a gemara in Sukkah that you have to pick it up derech gedilosai, the netil has to be derech gedilosai. I'm assuming the esrig is the one upside down, it's just more conveniently doable than holding the lulav upside down. L'chara, just one of the minim should be upside down. Maybe there's something about the esrig. So pick up the esrig upside down. Or a third option is, in fact, pick up all four, kitzuras hamitzvah, but have kavona shaloi lotzeis. So those are your options. Either pick up only three, not the esrig, pick up all four, but the esrig hafuch, upside down, or have in mind shaloi lotzeis. Like the Bahag, what does it help that you picked up the esrog upside down or that the esrog is on the table still? But you still already were yaitza three out of the four minim. What did you gain?
Esrog first.
I'm going to talk about esrog first later in this year. It's a machlokes magen avraham and dogel mervava. Which one you pick up first and which hand you pick it up. We'll see how far we can get. But again, the classic three eitzes of how to avoid not having been yaitza yet is hofchoi, you turn the esrog upside down. Or pick up only three, leave the esrog on the table. Or kavana shalai lotzeis. Like the Bahag, you were yaitza three out of the four minim. The only solution like the Bahag, and I guess that would be the best solution then, is have kavana not to be yaitza. Have kavana that you don't want to be yaitza even the lulav hadas and a rava yet. You want to make the bracha on the tilas lulav going on all four. Wait. And then have kavana shalai lotzeis. That would be another eitza like the Bahag. Another knetch according to the Bahag. Actually, before a knetch, according to the Bahag, I hope to get to later, there's a lot of detailed halachas exactly how you should hold the dalet minim, in which hand, and details like that. I'll give you a few examples. The Beis Yosef brings from the Orchis Chaim that you're not yoitza if you hold all four in one hand. You lehed, you need three in one hand. Actually, the lulav hadas aravis in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. And it mamish has to be azoy. And mamish has to be azoy to the extent that if all four are in one hand, you're not yoytze. There's a vav in between, and it's mafsik, the three and the one. You're not even yoytze if all four are in one hand. The Taz brings this Orchis Chaim and asks, so then why do the Paiskim look for a solution how to not be yoytze and avoid being yoytze? And they give us the solution, the aforementioned three solutions. I have another one. I have a whole bunch more, but I'll pick a few. Hold all four in one hand, says the Taz. Aha! You are yoytze if you hold all four in one hand. Maybe not the lechatchil way to do it, but you are yoytze. Another example the Taz doesn't bring, but the Beis Yosef brings a Rekanati that says that he brings a whole story from the Arizal, a fascinating story that the four minim represent Yud Kei Vovke. The Hadassim is a Yud, the Lulav is the Hey, the Arav, it starts on the right, the Arav is the Vav, and finally the Esrig is the last Hey. And you must hold the Esrig, not in the Eged, not in the Kaishikul, but touching each other, together. If the Esrog is far apart, that's a kilkul. You're doing it in the Shem Havaya, in the Liachet Shum Yud Kei Bavovke that you say in the Yiratzayin. As a matter of fact, it's taka specific. It's Yud, and then Hey, it's the Hadassim first. And Lamashal by the lulav is the Hey. That's why it's Tzadik Atamivich Shesulim Beis Yiu. What's the lesson of the pasuk? So an interesting lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "By the lulav tzadik atam yifrach v'rananim yihiyu." Yihiyu is a yud vav. You're adding a yud vav to the hay of the lulav. The hadest is a pasuk v'hu oimid ben ha'adasim. You're adding a hay vav to the yud of the hadest. And the arav is aravis bekoshmoy yud, and then hay. You're adding it to the vav of the arava. Now the last hay of the esrog also has to bring it together. And the reason the Beis Yosef brings it that it was a big tumult. It came in a chaloim to someone that held the esrog far apart. Mamash, you're not yoytze. You ruined the terrible. No. So maybe that's another way how to avoid the over lasiyosan thing. Before the bracha, hold the esrog a little further apart. And one more, and I hope to get back to it, is that the Gemara says that the lulav is in the right with the hadassim and the aravis. The esrog is in the left. Is that the dafka? The Taz brings deis that says, yeah. It's ma'akiv. If the esrog is in the right and the lulav is in the left, you're not yaitza. So again, it's another solution how to avoid. The kitzur, I just added you three more potential oifanim how to be kimat oiver lasiyosan, but not be'idna da'agbe nafkele, without holding the esrog upside down, but rather holding the esrog a little not in touch with the other three, holding all four in one hand, and holding them in the wrong hand, the esrog in the right, and the lulav in the left. I'm not going to go into what the lefty does, but that's something else, huh?
But according to the Bahag, would you actually be holding them all together?
No, like the Bahag, you can hold them all together, but you don't have to. And you're 100% yoytze the mitzvah separately, which is my next shaila. According to the Bahag, which hand do you pick up the esrog with when you're doing them separately? I have a targosha. You should pick it up with your left hand. When you do the mitzvah, bishleimus, in the real way of all four, where do you hold the esrog in? The left hand. That's default. That's b'di'eved. Really, it should have been in the right. If Hashem wanted in the right, he'd give you two right hands. The tzura is the esrog in the left hand. Maybe like the Bahag, even when you do them separately, the esrog is in the left hand. I don't know. It's hard to believe. I don't know. You know, the Taz brings down this Orchis Chaim and he argues on it that you shouldn't hold all four in one hand. He's more mashmitz of art, not all four in one hand. I haven't said, no, it's because the esrog's not in the smile. That's what you got to do. It's lulav v'yamin, esrog b'smol. That's why it's no good old four in one hand. Because lulav v'yamin, esrog b'smol. We'll come back to that. But again, still, according to the Bahag, interesting shaila. There's a famous shaila from Reb Chaim Brisker that is quoted and a lot of pilpul on it. If a person has two esrogim, one of them is for sure a kosher esrog, not a murkav. A murkav is just, it's a lemon, yeah? It's not an esrog. And this one is for sure kosher, but it's not so mahudr. Then he has another esrog that's, wow, like real spitz mahudr. But there's a question about its yichus. It might be a morkiv. It might not be an esrog. It might not. He doesn't know. So he has two esrogim. Yeah, everything else he has the set. You know, a brisker should have two esrogim. There's a balaturim that says, pre-eitz hodar. There's a remez. It's gematria esrogim. Not esrog. Esrogim. More than one esrog. But anyways, this fellow has the two esrogim. And Which one should he do first? He's planning to do both, but which one should he do first? So it's Motto Mishmei the Reb Chaim Brisker that he says you should do the Mahudr one first. Because if you're going to do the Kosher one first, that's not so Mahudr, but it's for sure Kosher, so you were Yaitza. What do you mean you want to do Mahudr 2 minutes later? Right, you're going to hold the lulav and the hadas and the ravas in your right hand, and there's two esrogim, one at a time. Which one should you do first? Yeah, he says if you're going to do the kosher one first, done. You were yaitza. Therefore, and then you can't add hither once the mitzvah was done. Rather, take the mahudah one, hope for the best that it's yaitza on the tzad that it's a murkav. So then, it's a little bit of hefsek in the bracha, but then you'll pick up the other kosher one. Makshim ha'olam. On this story, on this psak, according to the Bahag, even if the Mahudr one is a Morkav, but you did all three, you did the Lulav, the Hadas, and the Arava, and Elamai, you'll have a Tanai, you'll have in mind Kavona Shalai Lotzeis. If you have in mind Kavona Shalai Lotzeis, then what's wrong with picking up the Kosher one first, but having in mind, even though this is Spitz Kosher, I'm having in mind not to be Yaitza on the Tzad, that the Mahudr is not a Morkav. You anyways need to have Kavanah Shalai Lotzeis to avoid the Bahag. So then what's the problem? Why did he say that picking up the kosher one is gonna stop you because then for sure not Yaitza.
Why do you need to have Kavanah off the Bahag?
Because otherwise the Bahag, you were Yaitza, at least three of them already. And then Pashtus, the Bahag is a Bidiyevit. First of all, I forgot to declare with the Oilam. The Bahag is either, I had it sad that the Bahag is only two choices. Either all four tzazamin, or bezunder all four separate. Not two and two. You know, not lulav and hadas and then esrog and arava. So, I don't know if you have the three, but you didn't have the esrog. It's not called, the bahag maybe is echad echad. I don't know. But if it's not, then you anyways be good. And mitzat sheni, I saw that they asked the brisker of, how could Reb Chaim say to pick up the mahudr first, but on the tzad that it's a murkiv, there's a hefsek in your bracha. So he said, Nitkefer the hefsek in the bracha, because like the bahag, you had three out of the four, so the bracha's already... Bruch is already, you know, in motion. It's going already. I don't know. I'll tell you, there's an interesting story with in old Yerushalayim. There was a Rab David Baran. There's a whole story with him. I'll skip a lot of details, but get straight to the point. He came to shul once, and they told him after davening there was no aravos. He pashut had taken out the old aravos; they were dried out the night before, and he had forgotten to put in the new ones. And he pashut fainted from Yichlish Zadas. He had said the brachas and halal without the aravos. So finally someone brought him, they woke him up, they brought him a ravis, and he put the ravis in, and then he made again a bracha, al natilas lulav. And they told him, no, you should make a bracha, like the bahag, you already, you ate three out of the four. Three out of the four, interesting. And therefore, you should have made a bracha just on the ravis now, even if you're holding all four. But, and about the, you weren't yaitze until you got the ravis, but the bracha should be on the arava. So he chalished again. It's there's more details to the story, but half an hour it's like. Yeah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin. Maybe we'll go try to figure out what's going on over there now, based on what we learned already. The Gemara in Sukkah asks, Omar Rabba, Lulav B'Yamin, we talked about this already, Lulav B'Yamin, the Esrig, the Smol. Lulav, of course, means with the full set, with the Hadassim and the Arabas. This is not Bahag style, this is classic style. Lulav B'Yamin, Esrig, the Smol. My timer. Says the Gemara, because Hani Tlosa mitzvah v'haichada mitzvah. Here there's three mitzvahs. And here there's only one mitzvah. So we give chashivas of yamin to three mitzvahs. Three is more chashiv than one, yeah? Then the Gemara has another question. Fair enough? It's good to hear it? Three gets yamin. We still clear it in the Bahag, the Esra, when you're doing it solo, do it with left or right. Again, a lefty is a whole different story. The Mechaber holds that even a lefty... should do it the right way. There's no Sfardi Smolani. But in the Ashkenazim, the Ramah says actually that a lefty should do it the other way. But fine. But that's the first step. Three and one. Then there was another kasha. Amalir of Yermil of Zrika. My tam loy mevarchim ela al natilas lulav. Why is the bracha on lulav? Why is the bracha al natilas lulav? And like he was moir before. Avada the bracha is on all four. But the nusach bracha we say is lulav. So the Gemara says, because gavoya mikulam, it's the tallest. So the Gemara thought, because it's higher up, Frak the Gemara, so put the Esrog higher. So the Gemara says, no, it's Gavoya b'minoi b'kulon, it's the largest. So again, a quick recap on this Gemara, because I have a few Ha'aris in Pshat. Mamish Pshat. This is not an Agadat Gemara. I don't know what it is, but it's a Gemara. A stick of the Gemara. Two questions, two answers. The Eretz Takasha was... Help me out. Don't remember this again. The Eretz Takasha was, why is the Esrig in the Lulav in the Yamin and the Esrig in the Smol? What was the answer? Three is better than one. The Tzvei Takasha is, why is the Nusach HaBrocha Lulav? And the Teretz is... Gavoya. Thank you. Gavoya. Why didn't the first Teretz answer the second Kasha also? And why didn't the second Teretz answer the first Kasha? Have a Kasha. Why is the Lulav in the Yamin? Gavoya! Gavoya! Have another Kasha. Why is the Nusach HaBrocha on the Lulav, not on the Esrig? Because the Lulav is coming together with a package of three. Not legit answers to the two questions? So one at a time. First of all, the Kasha that the Bracha should be on the Lulav. What did the Olam understand? What was the Kasha? What should the Bracha be? Esrig? Maybe not. Maybe for sure we knew Lulav. The question is why the Lulav, not the Hadassah and the Arava. Esrig, we already knew, is not going to be the Bracha. It's in the left. It
comes first in the Pasuk.
It comes first. Actually, I'm going to get to that. It comes first in the Pasuk also. But the interesting, Rashi says that Lulav is b'minoi, it's bigger than all three. All three means the Lulav, the Hadassah and the Arava. Or no, the other three. He's shepherding the Esrig also. I don't know. But that's an interesting way of why the Gemara didn't go on both accounts. Well, it's clear the Gemara meant like the Esrig also, because after the Gemara said the Lulav's higher, it didn't say lift the Aravas taller. It said lift the Esrig taller. So the Gemara wanted that the Bracha should be Alantil's Esrig. And like you're saying, there's a mile also because it's first in the Pasuk.
Maybe the Aravas shouldn't be above the Shadrach Lulav.
It's that. You're right, and that's why the Gemara would never ask that. Right, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Could it be the Gemara's kasha was an all four?
Then you could say
Nusach HaBracha should be all four.
Oh, it should say all four. Maybe all the options. Another option, yeah. Gavoya Mikulin is a mila to put when you're not doing it Bahak style to put lulav as the gavoya to represent all four. Like I mentioned, the bracha is not in the lulav. The bracha is on all four, but the nusach you're going to say is lulav. I saw in the Morgan Avraham a different pshat in this Gemara. Morgan Avraham has a kasha. The oilam. We asked the Vaila, why didn't the Gemara's second Teretz answer the first Kasha? Why didn't the first Teretz answer the second Kasha? Morgan Avraham has a third Kasha. He has a Kasha like this. The Gemara asks, why is the Nusach HaBracha Lulav? And not Esrig or four, are they, right? Frek the Morgan Avraham, I have a Teretz. You know why the Bracha is on Lulav? Because the Lulav is in the Yamin. He assumes the Kasha was why not the Esrig. So he says, the Gemara should answer, you know why the Bracha is on the Lulav? The Bracha is on the Lulav because the Lulav is in the Yamin. I've had if you have a choice to make a Bracha on something that's in your Yamin or your small. Avad, it's more matim to make the bracha on Yamin. Why is Lulav Yamin? We already explained. Three against one. But why didn't the Gemara ask in the second Kasha? When the Gemara asked, why is the bracha on the Nusach HaBracha Lulav? It should say, because it's in the Yamin. So first the Mogen Avram says, the Kasha is why later on by the Nanuim, when you finish the bracha, we still hold the Lulav in the Yamin. I don't know, Punk Dan, you want to switch? Meaning, Avad, B'shas, the Bracha, Avad, the Lulav has to be in the Yamin. But then later maybe it should switch. I mean, I still brought down the Poskim say that even a lefty Ashkenazi, that Taka switches because he's a lefty and he puts the Esrog in his right, but by the Nanuim and by the Shul, that's in house. But in Shul, the Olam's looking at the Rav or the Chazan, then a lefty has to conform with the regular. You're going to switch it. What? In the Dirshu, he brings you one exactly who was quoted. The Dirshu quotes various Rabbanim. This is not for Halacha Lemaisa. Anyone ask your LOR, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good. That's what I saw. The Dirshu brings down such a thing on both a sai on a rav of a kehila and sai on a chazan, on a lefty chazan or rav. Yeah, a rav or a chazan. Not some random guy. No, a rav or a chazan from two different points. I forgot who brings one. Magen Avraham wants to say like this. He says you don't understand. The Gemara meant something else. Fakert, that is what the Gemara meant. The Gemara says 3 and 1. 3 and 1 is not saying there's a mile of three. 3 and 1 is saying you can't have all four in one hand. You got to have it separate 3 and 1. Nothing to do that three is better than one. But you're not allowed to have all four in one hand. You're not allowed to have all four in one hand. So then which way should go? Avada, the lulav is going to get the bracha because the lulav is in the yamin. That's how he makes the cheshbon. But I want to say a different shot. I was nesoira to a different shot. There's a Gemara, a different shot in this Gemara. Efter a balabatashib shot. I don't know. A horror. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin says that the Kohen Gadol would go in on Yom Kippur with the cat. We just finished Yom Kippur. In some shuls, I saw the candle is still lighting, right? The nair of Yom Kippur is still burning. We just finished Yom Kippur. Don't forget. But anyways, there's a sugi in Yom Daf Lamed Zayin. The Kohen Gadol goes in with the calf and the machta, and the calf is a calf full of ketores, and the machta is coals, and he's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The machta is in his right hand, and the calf is in his left hand. Frek the Gemara, Yitziva be'ara v'giyura b'shmei Shmaya. Frek the Gemara, how you talking? What's more important, the coals or the ketores? The ketores. So Frek the Gemara, why is the ketores in the left? So the Gemara says, because the gecholim are heavier. There's four kabam of gecholim. Frek the Gemara, yeah, and the ketores. How much ketores is there? It depends how big the Kohen Gadol's hands is. Frek the Gemara, what if there was a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, like him, he had huge hands. By him, the ketores, the malich afnaim of the ketores, the gecholim was a sheer. But the malich afnaim is as if it's personal. So by Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, what's going to be? After he should go fakert? By him, the ketores is more than the gecholim? So the Gemara, no, the gecholim are hot. Because they're hot, you got to be extra careful. So I was thinking. First of all, it's interesting. Over here by the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara didn't just ask, Ef Shifakir, how did the Olam understand? The Gemara says, why is the Lulav in the Yemin and the Estrik in the Small? What did the Gemara want? The Gemara didn't ask dramatically. Everyone has an attitude about the Estrik, it's delayed. Yitziva Bahara, Vosesta, Vada, the Estrik in the light. The Gemara, you know, innocently asked, you know, Ef Shifakir, here it asked it with a bomba, yeah, Yitziva Bahara. How can it be? It's Ipcha Mestabra. But Lamaisa, what's the Gemara's teretz? The coals are heavier. That's what the Gemara is answering. Lulav has three, and the Esrog is only one. That's why the Lulav is in the Yemen. You push it holding more. As a cut and paste on the Gemara Yuma. I want to say a very big Chiddush. Guy's a very big Esrog. If she should hold it in the Yemen. The Teretz of three and one, Al Derech the Gemara Yuma, is that it's heavier. You got involved, Yeshua Makimchis, his hands are bigger. No, it's over there, it's hot. Esrog's not hot. What? Yeah, I'm sorry. Nukshan the Gemara doesn't mean the mile. The Mogen Avraham already showed me that I can learn Tlosa doesn't mean a mile of 3 mitzvahs of one. I hear it's a gdiyak. I have permission. The Mogen Avraham already learned. I was going in order. The Mogen Avraham already showed me a different shan of the Gemara. I'm suggesting a Nukshan the Gemara. Lefiz, I want to say interesting chiddush.
Lefiz maskana that it should be totally on the mensch.
And on the size of the esrog, not the mensch. On the size of the esrog.
So the maskana was only like that because it was hot.
Right. Meaning by but right, that's a fact. That's a balabatsha factor of which is easy to hold. Well, you want to hold something. You're right. You want to hold the coals in your right hand. A Gemara, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara says a very big esrog might be puzzled. The Gemara has a shakla batari, the flamed aleph. The Gemara says, you know why? Because maybe the Gemara has a tzad. Why shouldn't you use a very big esrog? Because maybe you're going to want to switch hands. Maybe you're going to want to switch hands, and then it might fall and break. Frekta b'shlema kluger and hagoyis and shulchan aruch. Maybe you're going to want to switch hands. What do you mean? The esrog has to be in the correct left hand. What do you mean? Maybe you're going to switch. I want to suggest, I don't know, maybe a very big esrog fakert is in the right hand. And it's even more than that.
So the guy made a mistake for a second?
No, I hope to still get to which one you're supposed to pick up first when you're getting yourself organized. He brought that up. I have to get there still. But the shaila is now like this. You know, we talked about the poiskim about upside down esrog. What's the nakuda? What's the deal with this upside down esrog? It's not a mafurshe gemara. But all the Rishonim already bring it, that in order to avoid be'idna da'ag be'nafke, that you were yoitze, how do we avoid that? Either you hold the esrog upside down, this is din of derech gedilason, esrog hafchoy, or have kavanah not to be yoitze, or leave the esrog on the table. There actually is a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara says if a person on Shabbos, in those days, even the first day, if it was Shabbos, they took dalad minim before the gzeirah. And you were taking it on Shabbos. What if a person accidentally taka carried in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, if he hasn't done the mitzvah yet, then he's not going to bring a korban chatos because he's called ta'a bidvar mitzvah. He's carrying dalad minim in the Rosh Hashanah, but he's doing it because he's going to find out how to do the mitzvah. He just heard a whole shir, left, right. He's all confused. He wants trying to figure out what he should do. He's going in the Rosh Hashanah. He's called ta'a bidvar mitzvah. But if he was already yoitza and then he's carrying it in Rosh Hashanah, then he will bring a korban. That's a Gemara. Frank the Gemara, how do you ever have this tour of carbon of Tavit Var Mitzvah? All right, the minute he picked it up, he was Yaitza. That's a Gemara. That's already a Gemara. See, I'm not talking about the Oivalas Yosin. I'm talking about a Gemara. And days. Right, Lois Shanu, that you parted from the carbon because you were Tavit Var Mitzvah for the Chil Shabbos B'Shoigeg, El Shalo Yaitza. Avo Yaitza Boi Chayit. Frank the Gemara, Hamid the Igma Nafkabe, you ready with Yaitza. And for the Gemara, Kisha Hofchoi. What does it mean, Hofchoi? You were holding the esrog upside down. Fregen achronim, why do I have to say you were holding the esrog upside down? Maybe hafchay means you were holding the esrog in the left hand, in the right hand, and the lulav in the left hand. If you're not yoitza when you do it backwards, why can't the Gemara say that? A secret? That's how the Me'iri learns hafchay. Rabbein Chanan aloso, off and north. Hafchay. Kehafchay, lulav v'smoil, esrog b'yamin. Rabbein Chanan and the Me'iri learned that hafchay is opposite, and that's also that Gemara with the big esrog, going to afchinu. Afchinu, that you're switching it from left to right, and that's taka factor. And that's taka factor. That's a whole different way of doing it. Now, there's also a shayla, exactly what you're supposed to pick up first. I saw interesting, the Magen Avraham brings that avad, you're supposed to pick up the esrog first. And many achrayim argue, there's some Seifer and the Dogam Rav and the Behuda, they hold no, you pick up the lulav first. Like the Magen Avraham, you pick up the esrog first. What do you pick it up with? Which hand? With your right hand and put it into your left? Or your gleich, take it with left? I don't know, but according to the Chasam Sofer from the Dogam Rav, that you pick up the lulav first, so the lulav's already in your hand. So how do you pick up the esrog? I'm not sure. But we mentioned five minutes? Huh?
Yeah.
There's no shir.
No.
Okay. Whoever wants it. We're gonna continue a little bit. No pressure on anyone. You know, we turn the esrog upside down. We know the esrog is the lave. There's a maisa with Rav Mordechai Lamin at Varna, one of the big rebbes from Europe, from I don't know, some 150 years ago. His yard site is Tesfav Tishrei, actually. First day Yom Tov. He once received an esrog. It wasn't easy to get dalad minim in those days. He once received an esrog, and it was mamish dirty. It was full of bletlach and spots. Nishkin mohoder. Maybe, I don't know about Murka, but it was nish. And he was like muttering, what's going to be? And it's before Yom Kippur, he received the esrog. So he says, Mordechai is going to put the esrog in the Aron Kodesh. Mordechai is going to be mahapach liboy. He's going to do tshuva. If Mordechai is going to be mahapach liboy, the esrog also is going to be nepach letoif. And Chassidim is saprim that that's what happened. That the esrog was beautiful after Yom Kippur. The Mesnagdim asked that it's esrog shel neis, you know, then shemen shel neis, esrog shel neis. Oh, but the Emma says, no, it's not shel neis. The esrog is rain. There's a chitzonius, the kipshter, a meniyah. Oh, but the Emma says that the esrog is rain. But that's another deheren, mahapach the esrog. You know, we said pashtas with mahapach the esrog, not the lulav stam. It's more technical, but it could be there's this oimiko, so the esrog is the lave, and we want to be mahapach it. We mentioned that the dalet minim from the Arizal is the Yudke Vovke. In order, from the Hadas first. By the way, even a lefty puts the Hadas on, keeps the Hadas on the right. Okay. Meaning, what's the esrog most close to? For a righty, it's next to the Aravis. But for a lefty, it's next to the Hadassim. You don't switch the Hadassim thing. But it's a problem with the Yudke Vovke, because for the Yudke Vovke, we brought the Mar Makoimis R, it's the Seder Be'etzim is Hadas. It's the shame is Kesidron, yeah? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rashi, in Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara says that there's a din, the esrog has to be Hadar, and Rashi says, why? Maybe Hadar's not Ma'akev? He says, no, because Masker Shem Shemayim Alov. Masker Shem, there's a lot of pshatim in that Rashi, but I heard once a pshat, when you Masker Shem Shemayim, sometimes we make the bracha. No, it's because the Dalet Minim is Shem Shemayim. Now, it's also brought down, when we go into the sukkah is also Yud Kei Vav Kei. We said it in the parsha this week, Ki chelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachalosoy, and we say it in the Yirotzen when we go into the sukkah, Ki chelek yudkei vavkei amoy, because the sukkah, when we go into the sukkah, is yudkei vavkei. Avada, the best is to do the dalet minim in the sukkah. It's Hashem Hashem. Why is the sukkah yudkei vavkei? The inner letters of sukkah is chavav, is 26, yudkei vavkei. The outer letters of sukkah is samachei, is shem adnas, aleph dalet nun yud. A sukkah, Bishlemus, is the eight-letter name of Yudke Vovke together with Adnos, that spells out Shem Hashem. The sukkah, and it's not some, it's Gematria 91, which is that number. It's mamish, the thing itself, Chavov and Samachay. I once wanted to say a chiddush. There's a shayla, if a person, when a person makes a bracha on a mitzvah, you're supposed to stand when you're making a bracha. What about by sukkah? Do you stand? I'm not switching the topic. I'm going to tie this in. Do you stand or do you sit? Now, by most birchas hamitzvahs, you stand, but by leishah besukkah, well, it depends. The first night, you're making kiddush. So if you manage to sit by kiddush, so then saivi, you're sitting. But a lot of people say, no, you're supposed to stand, and then right before the leishah, that's a charab. Yeah, okay. But then when do you make the bracha sitting or standing? Donu bezeh the paiskin. So I saw an interesting thing. In Hilchas Tzitzis, it says you're supposed to make the bracha mu'um in Simen Chest. There's a pirush on Shulchan Aruch, Migdal Oy, one of the achronim on the side in the new Shulchan Aruch. The Migdal Oy says there's a remez for various mitzvahs that you're supposed to stand. Why? Because there's a pasuk, Atzas Hashem lo'oylom tamoid. And he says it's a Rosh HaTevis. Atzas. The ayin is oiz. Oiz is tefillin. That's a little kvetch, but the oiz is tefillin. Then what do we got? Atzas. Tzadik is tzitzis. That's what's going on. Tof is, well, it could have been tefillin, but it's not, because that's oiz. It's tekiyas. And then lo'oylom tamoid. Lamed is levona. Interesting. Okay, there's levona. Birchas HaMitzvahs. You're supposed to stand. Ayin is oimer. That's the makar. The whole makar for standing by Brichas HaMitzvahs is from Omer. It says Kama. The next lamed is Lulav, and the mem is Mila. So those are the mitzvahs that you're supposed to stand. Atzas Hashem lo'olam tamid. So I was once younger. I said, so it doesn't say Sukkah on this list. It doesn't say Sukkah. Maybe Sukkah is not. Sukkah is supposed to sit already. Maybe Leisha B'Sukkah is supposed to sit. But then I was thinking, no. Atzas Hashem lo'olam tamid. The Yud Kei Vavki is Sukkah. You don't need Rosh HaTevis for that. The Sukkah is Shem Shamayim, and that itself should be the Atzas Hashem Lo'olam Tamid. So the Dalet Minim is representing Shem Havaya, and the Sukkah is representing Shem Havaya. Now the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havagoydel Elikenu. It's a makar for Birchas HaTorah, and it's the one place I think in Chazal, there's a Gzeirah Shava. We learn out from the Gabi Birchas HaTorah, the Gzeirah Shava is Shem Shem. People misquote the Gemara. It's not Shin Mem. It's Yud Kei Vavke. There's a Gzeirah Shava on Shem Havaya. Birchas HaTorah is Yud Kei Vavke. So Ma Nifla B'nei Torah that are getting ready to be Mizdabek B'Boyri Olam Al Yedei Limud HaTorah, getting ready for Yontif and realizing that the Dalad Minim is Hashem Havaya and the Sukkah Shem Havaya, and we should be Zoycha Taka to Kichelek Hashem Amo Yakev Chevel Nachalosoy. We should be Zoycha to a Lichtigen Yontif and a Piskatova and continued Steigim Mitoch Simcha. Oh, yeah.